Idaho wheat to Korea. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Three executives from major flour milling companies in South Korea traveled to Idaho as part of a trade delegation, and I asked the Idaho Wheat Commission's Brittany Hurst how the trip went.
50% of Idaho's wheat is exported, and about 50% of that goes to the Asian market. Korea is in the top five importers of U.S. wheat consistently, and so we had the opportunity to host three members of that trade team work for flour milling companies in Korea that are major milling companies there. So we had them for a few days and we were able to take them through eastern Idaho and show them the crop in the field and then also the process before it gets to them.
I just talked to Jake Putnam and he says the wheat crop this year looks phenomenal.
It does.
Were they impressed by that?
Yeah, they really were, which is great. They're really focused on the soft white wheat. They get a lot of soft white wheat from us, and they use it for their sponge cake, and then also they blend it for their noodles. And they just were kind of amazed by the crop this year, and also just can't say enough about the quality and consistent quality, especially of the wheat that comes out of the Pacific Northwest.
Market and trade development are part of a three-pronged mission of the Idaho Wheat Commission, making them very important to all Idaho wheat farmers. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.